While I was still working as the director of vocations for the Diocese of San Jose, I was told that one of the questions that I should ask applicants, those who are applying to be seminarians, is this question: who is Jesus Christ for you? Who is Jesus Christ for you? I was even told that after asking that question, who is Jesus Christ for you, I should follow it up by telling the candidate to pretend as if he is teaching a class. And in teaching the class, he is asked to tell the people who Jesus Christ is. One day, an applicant showed up in my office, and it was time for the interview. I asked all sorts of questions. Then I followed the instructions of those who trained vocation directors, sort of. And I asked the question, "Now, young man," I said, "who is Jesus Christ for you?" Dead silence. I'm like, this is not a good sign. It was totally silent. Total silence. Then suddenly, the applicant started to cry. And I'm like, what did I do? I just asked you to tell me who Jesus Christ is for you. He started to cry. He became so emotional and told me a very simple response. He says to me, "Jesus Christ is a very good friend." That's all. A very good friend. Then I said to him, "Well, that's nice, but tell me more about what that means." And he said to me, "You know what a friend is, Father? A friend, a true friend, is someone who is always there for you. A true friend is someone who guides you, walks with you, loves you no matter what, and cares for you." Then he went on and on and on. And he says to me, "You know, my Father, there was a time in my life when I felt hopeless. But I knew God, Jesus was there. Jesus was there reaching out to me, trying to pull me up. And I trusted in the friendship of Jesus." I realized, my friends, that after listening to the response of this candidate, that his response came from an intimate relationship with the Lord. It's rooted in an experience of Jesus, an experience of love, an experience of mercy, an experience of presence in his life. It is an intimate relationship. And when he said Jesus is a friend, it came from the heart, from his inner self, and says, "Jesus is a friend." In our gospel reading today, we hear this encounter with Jesus with his disciples. Jesus begins this conversation with his disciples with a question: who do people say that I am? Who do people say that I am? And of course, the disciples, having heard many things, said, "Oh, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elijah. Some say you're one of the prophets." Jesus turns around and says, That's well and good. But let me ask you, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? We know that Peter responded by saying, "You are the Christ." And Peter was able to respond to Jesus because that response came from an experience of the Christ. Peter was able to utter the word, "You are the Christ," because it came from the heart. It was a grace given to Peter. It's not something that he just heard somewhere else. But the response came from a friendship, a deep and intimate relationship with the Lord. That's why he said, "You are the Christ." The question to the disciples more than 2,000 years ago, "Who do you say that I am?" is a question that you and I need to ask ourselves every day. Jesus stands before us today and asks every single one of us that same question. Who do you say that I am? Jesus is not saying, "Just tell me what others are telling about me." No. Jesus is more concerned about, who do you say that Jesus is? And in order for all of us to respond to that question, it takes a lot of reflection. It takes a lot of experience, a prayerful experience, wherein we allow the Lord to reveal himself, again and again and again. It is a question that needs a lot of pondering, because the quality of our discipleship depends on how we respond to that question, "Who do you say that I am?" The quality of discipleship depends on how we respond to that question, "Who do you say that I am?" This weekend, we celebrate, my friends, we celebrate and remember the events of 9/11. And it has changed our lives. But as we reflect on the memory of those who have lost their lives, as we reflect on the memory of those who continue to rebuild their lives and pray for them, we should again ask ourselves the question of Jesus, "Who do you say that I am?" Because in responding to that question, we come to know who we are as believers, as disciples of Jesus. We have become resilient because we know that we have a God who continues to journey with us. We continue to be hopeful people because we know that God continues to offer little glimpses of his presence in our lives. We have become more loving and compassionate because we know that our God is that. Who do you say that I am? If we respond to that question by saying that God or Jesus is nice, then we have missed the point. If the only thing we can say is Jesus is nice, we have totally missed the point. Because Jesus is about life. He is about the decisions we make in our families, in business, and even in school. Jesus is about caring for the poor and the homeless and those who are in need. Jesus is about honesty. Jesus is about the truth. Jesus is about knowing that he is the source of life. Who do you say that I am? Maybe it is a question that we need to ask not only ourselves, but it is the question that we need to ask one another. Maybe as a family, maybe as friends, maybe as fellow parishioners. And if the response to that question is something that is demanding, that requires radical change in our lives, and despite all of that, we continue to love and follow Jesus, then we get it. Who do you say that I am? What is our response?